In the name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. There is so much debris in our lives these days, isn't there? Debris and disaster. And we all hold on to the fantasy. If we could just get a bit of it cleaned up. You know what I mean. If the kitchen would get organized. If my desk was finally clean. Certainly the garage. If it was just clean and organized, my life would be okay. Look at the inside of your bulletin, please. At the bottom of the first inside page under the word homily. This line from T.S. Eliot. The wounded surgeon plies the steel that questions the distempered part. The wounded surgeon, one who's one of us, the wounded, plies the steel, applies the scalpel that questions, that cuts the distempered, the disturbed, the diseased, the afflicted part within us. What a stark image of grace. The knife is held by someone else. We'd like to believe we're in charge, that we're doing all the carving in life, right? The knife is held by another. What within us needs to be cut away so that we can live and we can love? What is it? Grace is not given us for nothing. Grace is never static, stagnant, neutral. Grace is energy. Wherever there's grace, things are happening. The blind see, the deaf hear. Things that have not existed are brought to life. Grace always leads to our freedom. Always. Grace frees us to love and to love God with all that we are, heart, soul, mind, strength. Love fulfills the soul. That's what we're all longing for. It's not cleaning the garage. What we're longing for is the vitality of our souls, like this dancing family you see over here. They just can't stop, all right? Sit down. Huh? Grace is on the move. It is always creative. It holds out the best for us. It is engaging of the hearts and minds. it's not a neutral little box sitting inside. There's my soul. Where's yours? No. Grace leads to soulfulness. It's the fulfilling of our heart's longings. And grace always creates kinship. It brings us together. That's the meaning of love, isn't it? To draw together, to attract, to bring into wholeness, to bring into relation and relationship. That's love. We all know it. In these fractured times, it is love which is bringing us to life again and again and again. To relate to heaven and earth, those who've gone before, those who are yet to come, all sentient beings, the earth itself, wholeness, to bless, to bring to life. You can feel it, can't you? Inside that little spark that will not quit. You want to quit these days. Pat does. She told me this week. I quit. Life is pointless. It's going nowhere. Why bother? Right? Can we get an amen for Pat? Amen, Pat. She's the first one to break through over here. Oh. Choose life or choose death. We get to choose. What will you choose? And we have to choose over and over and over and over again. That's the hardest part, isn't it? Day after day. Are we going to choose life or death? Small things, big things. What will we choose? Jesus says, the beauty of this all is that this great love is within everyone. It's in your heartbeat. Can you feel that this morning? Still going there? Are you? That love, it's on your lips. It's in your hands, Jesus says. It's flowing in your veins. And therefore, Jesus says the most profound thing. Do it. Live the love. Live the life you've been given. Live into it. For your sake and others, live it. Choose life. Because when we choose death, this is what happens. A profound quote from Dante's Inferno. The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in times of great moral crisis choose to do nothing. Choose to remain neutral. Don't disturb the waters. These are difficult times. Our God is never neutral. Not in the midst of all the debris and the disasters going on. God is never neutral. God in Christ made a costly choice to not only join us, but to engage us in healing and blessing and transformation, and pays a high price so that we can choose life. And the bitter truth is, when we don't choose life and we choose death, that always means, let's be clear, the death of others. Not us, right? What would the point of that be? It means death for others. Somebody else has to pay the price, right? Not us. We're not going to get involved. Right? Right? So we know how costly this is ourselves, don't we? If you've ever paid the price to love another, you know it costs. And that's the choice today. Shall we be guilty bystanders, assimilated, anonymous, consumers, taxpayers? Good Germans. Or not. The wounded surgeon. Has been cut and cut down. The wounded surgeon plies the steel, the scalpel, and questions and cuts away the distempered, disturbed, diseased, afflicted parts of us, that we may live. The entire gospel is conveyed in those two lines. The one who pays the price with us sets us free, that we may love and come to life and be lively and choose life for ourselves and everyone else. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.